RSN Central. It's 11:40. I promise I'll get to your text messages shortly. There's a lot of love there for Steph Curry over Michael Jordan after Jordan said he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Hey, Michael Barlow, it's a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Good to be here.
I'm looking forward to catching up with our first guest.
Yes.
An absolute star. He was a wonderful player for the Fremantle Football Club. He's a wonderful horse trainer
these
days. He's
a jack of all trades at the moment, and he's out of a job at the moment.
He's still a trainer. He's got a few horses.
Well, no, he's out of his normal profession, being an AFL footballer. But we'll talk to him and test his, I suppose, nous and whether he wants to go on and if there's any bites out that he's putting out there.
Hayden Ballantyne joins us now on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Hayden. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Mate, first of all, do you still want to play AFL football?
Yeah, absolutely. My manager and I had a good chat and said if there's an opportunity at AFL level, I'd be more than happy to jump on board with a club that's we're looking for a small forward to fill a role for a year or two. So I think I've still got plenty of juice left in my legs, and if there's an opportunity around, I'll be jumping for it.
Those legs are pretty small, mate. You're going on 32. So pitch to us. If a club rings you, if it's Gold Coast, if it's a developing club, or if it's someone right in the hitting zone of a premiership, is it the same pitch, or does it differ?
No, I think it does differ. Like, you go to a developing club like Gold Coast, it's more so teaching young kids what it's like to play footy day in, day out. We had, as you know, Bales, we had a lot of success at Fremantle while we were running around playing a lot of finals, playing the grand final. And looking at guys like Matty Pavlich and Luke McFarlane and seeing what they do, it's kind of like monkey see, monkey do, and you can impart a bit of knowledge onto these young guys. But going to a club that's pushing for finals and ultimately a grand final, you'd want to hope that those guys have got that professionalism around them, and I'll just be adding something to that group, I think.
And you haven't had great continuity probably in the last year or two with your body, but all those injuries have been put behind you and nice and fresh if a pre-season did pop up.
Yeah, definitely. It was more frustrating injuries. I had two small hamstring injuries, but they were recurring hamstring injuries in the same spot, and you get that second one in the same spot. Although it was a very minor one, the doctors tend to push you back a bit further. So they weren't nothing too major, but just frustrating more than anything.
And just one on your year at Fremantle, that you did say there was some frustration with injury, but clearly, you know, the story that took us all by storm was the Ross Lyon story, and we know your connection to him and being inside the four walls at the time, how it affected, I suppose, your emotional state, knowing that you had a one-year contract and he was a very close ally of yours.
Yeah, well, he was a ripper, Ross, and they're going to find it hard to pick someone better than him, and hopefully J-Lo can do the job. From all reports, he's a fantastic coach and a real bonding type of coach, building bonds between players, coaches, and players between players as well. So hopefully he gets the job done. But yeah, it was a bit of a shock, but a shock to the whole club, I think. And it was a sad time. But like everything, Bales, everyone needs to move on. And when you start winning games, everyone will forget about it.
Hayden, what do you do in preparation of maybe getting picked up once again? Do you start your pre-season by yourself right now? What's the process there?
Yeah, I generally like to keep fit. I'd like to have a few beers as well, so I like to burn those beers off. So I've been running 3 days a week, just like our normal off-season program would be. We'd be running Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and getting to the gym and having a hit on the pads just to try and keep in a bit of shape, keep the missus happy as well.
And I suppose, mate, with the new rules that came into place last year with the mid-year draft, you know, the March, you can get picked up now if you're unsigned up until March. So it's been spruced that you're going to play waffle footy if an opportunity doesn't arise. So those new rules, you know, if you don't get picked up, delisted free agency or in the drafts, is that something... Now you'll continue to push through?
Yeah, that wouldn't be my sole focus. I was to play at waffle level. My focus then would be to win a premiership at waffle level. But if that, then again, it's a fantastic initiative the AFL's brought in to have that mid-season recruiting period where guys who might have missed an opportunity, not so much for myself, but guys, but you look at the bloke from Richmond, Marlon Motlop, gets picked up and plays in the grand final. Like, what a fantastic story that is. And I think there's a lot of guys playing waffle VFLs, SANFL, who really do deserve to be on a list more than a lot of people that are currently on lists, and they might get an opportunity to get there.
Imagine how Matthew Pavlich was feeling the day of the grand final when Marlon Motlop walks in. Marlon Pickett.
Pickett.
Apologies, Marlon Motlop went to Port Adelaide. You put me into that one, H. But
yeah.
Pavlich has played 300 and whatever games and gone to one grand final. This bloke comes in, performs like an absolute man possessed, but picks up a premiership medal. Now, Hayden, knowing the AFL system.
Now, if you play in a premiership for Richmond, you're a life member. So he's playing one game, he's a life member already.
That's unbelievable. Good on him. From Perth. But knowing the AFL system well and knowing how delisting works, I've done it twice, so you're halfway there. That last paycheck, I think, comes through mid-October, so you've had to put all your work into your other passion and your other trade. And how is all that going? And you're over, I think, to the Cox Plate this Saturday.
Yeah, I'm heading over for the Cox Plate. We're coming over tomorrow. We fly to Melbourne, so a little getaway. I actually haven't been to Cox Plate or a Melbourne Cup or any of the big events. I've been to a Turnbull Stakes, but that was when our horse talent show was running in it, so it was a bit exciting. But, yeah, it'd be great to get over there and get amongst the atmosphere, and I've got two horses in work that I ride most mornings, and they're coming up really well. Mankind, he won his trial on Monday at Lark Hill, won really well, second best time of the day, and then Ombudsman, he's a big stayer, big strong stayer. He had his first trial for me, and he came third to Mississippi Delta, and the other stayers won 2 Perth Cups, so not in bad company.
You come from a racing background. Your father's a star trainer over there in the West, Graham Ballantyne. And you also learnt from one of the very best in the training ranks over there in Grant Williams, along with his wife there, Alana Williams. Obviously, you've been a professional athlete too for more than a decade, Hayden. Have you taken anything out of training yourself and then transferring that into training a thoroughbred?
Yeah, I pretty much treat my two boys like they're athletes, like they're footy players. You work them hard, you work their butts off twice a week, and then you recover them really hard after those workouts. So they have two solid hit-outs each week, just like we would at training, and then once game day comes, then they should be ready, which is the race day for them. So I've taken a lot out of that, and it's funny you say Grant, because he used to actually ask me questions about recovery process and all the things we would go through, and he uses some of those techniques with his horses. After every gallop, they all go into the water walker. They all have their electrolyte shots and all that kind of stuff just to make sure getting all the salts back in that they sweat out. So he takes that on board. He's pretty switched on, Grant. He doesn't think he knows everything. He wants to learn more and more, which is what it's all about, and to get better.
And, mate, you've had some success yourself in big races in Perth. You're an owner of a Perth Cup winner. That must have been a pretty special feeling on track that day when you've got along and watched it in the flesh. Doesn't happen often, does it?
Would have been good if I was on track.
I know. Talk us through, where were you? I think you were somewhere without phone reception.
I was. I was out in the Swan Valley. We went to this music festival out there because our horse was first emergency up until 2 days before the race. So we didn't think she was going to get a start. So we booked a day out in the Swan Valley, and so I had to try and listen to it on my mobile phone, but no reception out there. So I actually threw my phone into the crowd when the phone dropped out. I was that pissed off, and then someone brought it back to me, and I had 17 messages, and the first one I read was from Anthony Grover, and I can't really say what he said, but he said, yeah, she won. So it was a good day. $68 to $1 was a nice pickup.
This is RSN Central. It's 11:49. You're with Gareth Hall and Mickey Barlow, and our special guest is Hayden Ballantyne, a star with the Fremantle Dockers. He still wants to continue on his AFL career, but he's also a pretty handy horse trainer. This is his first season in the game, and he's trained Metropolitan winners already. The question I want to ask you, Hayden, at the end of 2020, would you prefer... Oh, this is probably a little bit because it's a bit hard to get a Cox Plate winner. But would you prefer to have a premiership medal or a Cox Plate?
Oh, premiership medal. Yeah, I had to think about that one. But yeah, definitely premiership medal. It's something that you've always got more opportunity. Like, for the rest of my life, pretty much, I'd have an opportunity to maybe get to a Cox Plate. But premiership, you've got a very small window. So if I can get, it'd be nice to get that one out of the way, then work towards a Cox Plate after that.
How would you train Mickey Barlow if he's a thoroughbred?
What distance would you put me over, mate?
I'd take him to Ireland where there's those 5,000-metre hurdle races and just whip him the whole way.
You wouldn't need. You'd need a big nose roll.
You would.
Hey, Hayden, the best of luck, mate. If you come over to Melbourne, we'd love to have you here on RSN, and you'd have to bring your horses over too. So, where would you train them?
I'd follow wherever Lindsay Smith is. He seems to be going pretty well. Okay. So, take him down to the beach.
That'd be
my go. I reckon that Blackheart Bart will do all right. He's got him up and going pretty well.
Yeah, he's an old marvel, isn't he? Is he your tip in the Cox Plate?
He is. Yeah, he's at long odds, but I think he's a real good shot. Plus, Lynn, bit of a connection, WA connection through Lindsay. So, good luck to all the connections.
And you would know Lindsay Smith really well. They train a lot in the heavy sand over there in Perth, Hayden. So I would imagine that's where you learn how to train your horses in the heavy sand.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a couple of big sandy hills that we work them up, but you got to have a mixture of both. They get fit in the sand, but they've got to remember how to run fast on the track. So I'll take them to both.
Yep. We might need to put Mickey Parlow. He's pre-season. He might need to go to those sand dunes at Warrnambool. Just quickly, would you ever play country footy? Because our old mate here played country footy the other day and got whacked.
Have you seen the photo?
It was a cheap shot.
I did see that. And that wasn't something that someone showed me the bloke's Facebook profile and I sent him a couple of messages.
We know that, actually. But the tribunal's tonight, mate, so it's taken out of your hands.
That was a real cheap shot. And Lucky Bales has got plenty of metal in that jaw to keep it together.
Yeah. That was my nose, mate. So that just went in for some not-so-pre-elective surgery.
He was probably trying to punch in the chest, but got your nose.
don't mount a defence for him.
I love the chat, Hayden. Appreciate that, mate. Best of luck. I hope you find a new club, mate, and get another crack at it. And I also hope that we see you in Melbourne winning a Cox Plate Melbourne Cup, a Caulfield Cup, but probably you'd nearly prefer to win a Railway Stakes over there in the West.
Kalgoorlie Cup, it's my cup of tea. More so for the party afterwards.
All right, Hayden, thanks for that, mate. Appreciate your time. There's Hayden Ballantyne, such an interesting character and a great chat. And I think I'm trying to figure out, our listeners might be able to help us out here on RSN Central 0416905052. Who was the last VFL AFL player to play the game and also train a winner as a horse trainer in the thoroughbreds or standardbreds or even in the greyhounds?
Do you know Hayden's luck can go so far. Like, he's had a lot of luck along his... He works hard for it. The Perth Cup, he landed that. He wasn't even there for it. But, he's done very well in all aspects of life. But he's the one person that I wouldn't put it past him still getting back on a list, winning a premiership and then winning a Cox Plate. So you ask him the question, which would you rather? He's the type of person that could snag both.
Few SMSs coming through. Gareth, NBA and NFL free on SBS and 7, mate. Why would I pay to watch Sky? I think there's different programs and there are under different media outlets, like the NBA is through NBA TV. And I guess it's only when you walk into a tab and you're sitting there and you want to watch a little bit of basketball, you can watch it now in those venues. We love an underdog here. And what about New South Wales in a little bit of trouble against Tasmania, who have no Matty Wade, who have no Jackson Bird, but they've dismissed Steve Smith, David Warner, cheaply in that one-day match over there in Sydney at the moment. Johnny Hastings, the Duke, our cricket expert here on RSN Central, joins us. Good morning to you, Duke.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tassie might just cause the upset today.
Geez, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Six Ashes heroes coming back and they knock them off up there in Sydney. That'd be absolutely music to my ears. But when I saw them batting first, I thought, geez, it could be a long day for the Tassie boys. Yep. But Riley Meredith, actually, in fact, this week got Pfeiffer and he got Steve Smith out twice, I think. So he's a young man on the rise, young Riley Meredith. Very good to see. Davey Warner missed out again. So he got 100 during the week, though, so he's back in some sort of form in the longer format of the game. But, it'd be very nice if Tassie knock off the New South Wales Blues up there in Sydney.
Now, it's a must-win nearly for Victoria here in the Mask Cup because they will have a host of their star players out due to international duties, especially with that 2020 series starting pretty shortly this weekend, in fact. Can they beat WA over there today?
Well, it's going to be a tough one, Gareth, because they've rested pretty much their whole bowling group. I think young Xavier Crone is a chance to debut for Victoria. They've got Jackson Coleman, Will Sutherland, stepping up as well. So they've rested Scotty Boland, Pattinson, Siddle and Chris Tremaine as well. So that's what used to happen a long time ago, back when I first started about 12, 13 years ago. Young kids would get their chance after a long four-day tussle. So I don't mind it in that sense, that it's sort of, that's how I got my chance, and that's how a lot of guys did get their chance sort of 10 years ago, was after a long four-day, have a day off, play on the main grounds and get to experience what the first-class arena is. So I think it'll be a tough one for them, especially if they've got a debutant fast bowler over there. And we all know how good WA are travelling as well. They've won, well, they're 4-3 in the Marsh One Day Cup. So Victoria are probably up against it, but they get Aaron Finch back as well, which is good. He had a side strain and he missed the Shield game over at the Wacker this week. So fingers crossed the Australians in some sort of form and he can get a big score like he did at the Junction.
Despite being 5-144, New South Wales are still $1.52 favourites over the Tasmania Tigers. Western Australia $1.60, the Vicks at $2.30. It looks like WA for me will be pretty hard to beat, but no wonder they're resting the bowlers. They've bowled for 5 days straight on flat wickets. Rhodes, Duke.
Well, Gareth, as I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, I think you would have been able to bat left-handed out there and get 100 at the Junction. I was covering that with our great mate Adam White. And it was the flattest, slowest wicket that I've ever laid my eyes on. So no wonder they're a little bit fatigued, some of the Victorian bowlers, no doubt. They've spent nearly 420 overs, I think, in the field in 2 Shield games. So that absolutely just kills you. My ankle just screams when I say that. So not good.
No, Duke, hey, race 6, number 2, Harbour Views. That's your big bet there today. Into,
that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, into race 5. Race 4 down the bottom there, horse 11, Tuscan Queen. You just make some money there. That's your payment for coming on this show. We appreciate it as always, Duke. That's your multi. That's the Duke multi today.
Good man. I'll just open the app up now.
All right, love it. Thank you. There's John Hastings tipping WA to defeat Victoria with the depleted bowling lineup. Mickey Barlow, loved your work today.
Thanks, Jake.
That's a brilliant chat with Hayden Ballantyne. If you missed it, head to our website, rsn.net.au, and listen to the podcast. Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, mate. For what it's worth, I don't think he gets picked up again, but I think he's got a fruitful career ahead. Horse training.
You're soft. You should have said that to his face.
Oh, I'll tell him when he gets over here tomorrow.
Time to